Hallo, ons is Kruislife en ons wil jou graag help om Jesus se onvoorwaardelike liefde en genade te ontdek. Ons vertrou dat hierdie boodskap jou ryklik sal seën.
Môre môre everybody. Hoe gaan dit? Good. Okay, as what Chart said, I have no idea what he said actually, but I think he said good things about me. So, I'm from Albania, Grace Life Albania, and I would like to show my Albanian flag in there so you guys can see it. Okay. And so I'm one of the fruits of what Grace Life back home is doing. And how many of you know Carl and Alicia? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about, right? And me and my family, Chart, if you can put the other picture for me, please. Me and my family, my parents and my sister, we're part of Grace Life. So that's where we started Grace Life in the beginning, 2 years ago. And we were there to plant the church and just to help with everything, to grow and everything. And that's my parents and my sister, and when Shane was there. And the other picture that was before, this is what Carl and Alicia is doing back home, and the people that are helping, and the translators and everything, because obviously we need somebody to translate. So I was there, the translators, and now the other people I'll have are helping to translate. I've been to South Africa for 6 months now. I just finished Bible school in 6 months, the first year of Bible school. I had to do it very quick. And I've been very blessed here, and I've been doing internship as well in Stellenbosch. And I really want to show you guys more how is the life in Albania and what is Grace Life doing in Albania. But I'm going to show you first a video, and then I will start again. Okay, so that English accent, it's not very good, but I like the videos. So that's like one of the... That shows a little bit more about Albania. So you guys know now a little bit more about Albania. And so my country is a Muslim country. And to be part of a Muslim country is not that you can... you can't really speak about God anywhere. Like, you can't really speak to people about Jesus, because they would... they will ignore you, and the family will just kick you out of the house if you speak about Jesus, because they are very into their religion. So, before we had the... 20 years ago, actually, the Christianity started to come to Albania. So we're very young into that. So, but praise God, still we've got the word. And we had the first missionaries coming into Albania, but they weren't allowed to speak or to preach the word. So what they would do, they would take the Bibles, they will put the Bibles into plastic bags, and they will throw it into the river, and then they will just pray that these Bibles will go to the right people. And we've got many testimonies that, like, lots of the pastors that are helping in Albania, they got saved just because of these Bibles. So on these Bibles, people have written stuff for Jesus and everything, and that's how people that are working now, they got saved because of this. So it's a miracle. So my family, as I said, we are part of Grace Life. So now we are on the Christianity part, but the background of my family is Muslim. So to be a Muslim, you have to cover yourself. You can put the other slide. So they cover themselves. To think that, so this is like the man and the woman, they separate each other. So the men worship God in a different room, and then the women's in a different room. So twice a year, this is the main road of Albania. Like, imagine this happening in Cape Town. This is in the capital of Albania. Everything gets closed, and the people will go and just worship God, their God. And they think, like, whatever they're going to do, it's pleasing God, which actually we know the truth, and it's not. Right? So, well, I hope you know the truth. So this is what happened. And they spend all their money into these big buildings and to please God and everything. So on the other slide, they show like how the women need to cover themselves to show that they are holy before God. So this is what happened. And so this is how you see the women's in Albania. This is how the Muslim culture looks like. And so my family comes from a Muslim background, and you can't really change your religion in Albania. So when my mom and my dad got married, we lived in like one of the poorest area in the place where we were living. And I remember like some missionary people that came 20 years ago in the beginning, they started to share the gospel with my mom, and she got saved. And then my dad was like, I don't know what's wrong with my wife, because it was just my mom that got saved. And I was 6 months old at that time, so I was very little. And my dad was like, I don't know what's wrong with my wife, and we started to have problems. And then a few months later, my dad got saved as well. But now they didn't know what to do. They were like, okay, we know the truth now, but now what? How are we going to explain this to the family? Because we didn't have a place to stay. So we were staying with my parents and with my uncle from my dad's side, all Muslim. So my grandfather, he was the priest of the mosque, that you can't even say a word about Jesus because they will kill you, like nothing. So my dad was like, they didn't know how to go and tell him, like the priest of the mosque, the holy one, how are we going to tell him about Jesus? So my parents prayed about it, and they were like, we're just going to go and try it, and then we see what's going on, what will happen. Because if they would take us out, they will kick us out of the house, we would live on the street, because we had no place to stay. So my parents went, and my dad spoke to his father, and then he's like, listen, my son, you've made your decision, you can go forward, but I'm not going to follow you. You can Google it. This thing will never happen in Albania. Like, because if you can't change your religion. If you're a Muslim and if you go to Christianity, to them it's a sin. And God is going to curse you and your generations. So for my dad was like, okay, what happened? And then my uncle, he got very mad with my dad because he's like, you're breaking the law of the family, you're breaking the traditions, you're breaking everything what we have. And then he said to my dad, you're not my brother anymore. And he didn't speak. They wanted to kick us out of the house. And then he didn't speak to my dad for a long time, for lots of years. And then we didn't have a place where to stay. And then my mom saw on the newspaper, she saw some places were giving like free houses. I don't know if you guys know the war of Kosovo. Who knows about Serbians? You know about Serbians. Okay, so Kosovo was in a war. Serbians wanted to take the land of Kosovo. So Kosovo people were coming to Albania so they won't get killed. And then when all of this war was happening, Kosovo people were to Albania. So Albanians were helping Kosovo. Okay, you got it? And so we were building houses for the people so they could come and stay, the government. And then when they finished 36 apartments of many houses, the war was finished. So the Kosovo people went back to their own country. So these houses were empty. Nobody was buying it. So the owner, he said he's going to give it for free to the people. So my mom saw the news, saw the announcement on the newspaper, and she went to my dad and she was like, let's apply. And my dad was like, they will never give it to us because we don't know the people, we don't have the money, and because we couldn't afford the house or anything. We applied. In a few months, they give us the answer that we got the house, and we got that house for free. Like the apartment that we stay in, even today, this is the house that we got from the beginning for free. And then we just moved out from my uncle's place, from my grandparents' place, because they were really not very good with us. And then, so we moved out, and we really just said, we're going to follow the word of God, and that's what we're going to do. But we didn't know grace at all. So me and my sister, we grew up in a religion church. And I remember I grew up in a church where I would say the prayer of salvation every Sunday. I remember sitting in the chair and saying, God, forgive me. I did this week. So please don't judge me. Please, I want to go to heaven. And so people would tell me that one day when I'll die, they're going to put my life in a movie and everybody's going to see my stuff. And I was like, I want to be the holy one. I don't want to do that. I don't want people to see what I've done. So this is how we grew up. And then three years ago, when I first heard the message of grace, and I remember I was sitting in the church, and when the guy spoke about that I'm the same with the murder, I was like, you're talking nonsense. I was like, I don't agree with that at all. And I was like, how can you say that I'm the same with that one? And then I remember I walked out from the church. I stood up and then I just walked. I was like, I don't agree with you. And I left the church. And then God really just started to work in my heart, because it was very difficult for me to say that, to accept the word, to the grace word. And but like from 3 years till now, He has worked a lot. And praise God that my heart was really open to receive. And so in Albania, this is basically what happens. So you have the Muslim culture, and then the other part is the atheist, that you can't even speak about God because they're not interested at all. But for our heart is like, we all know the verse John 3:16. God gave His Son because He loves us and He wants these people to get saved. And what I love about what He said to 17, it says, I didn't send my Son to judge the world, but to save the world. And we know that these people are lost, but we want them to come to Christ. And that's what we're really doing back home. And even though they're persecuting us, even though they're not being nice to us, we want to go forward to push, and we want these people to receive Jesus. And that's actually our heart. And so Christianity there is less than 2%. So, yeah. And actually, it's a bit sad, if you can put the other one. So it's less than 2%. And on this 2%, not everybody is grace in the Christian culture. So Grace Life Albania is the only church that we have with the right message, with the grace message. Like, you can go to every other church, they don't have the message of grace. So we're so blessed to have Grace Life back home. And we had one of the guys from the church, he was using drugs and everything. So in the beginning, he was like, these people, the church people, are so weird. Because in Albania, if you speak about church, all they think is this big building and the priest standing with the, I don't know, yeah, in there with the beard and everything. That's all they think. So they're like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to have anything with it. So there was this guy, and he was connecting to one of the other guys in the church. And then he would go now and then with us for coffee, but he didn't really like church. And last year, somehow, we just saw him in church, and we were like, whoa, he came to our church. What happened? So he really received Jesus, and he got born again, and he left drugs, because he was using drugs, he was smoking. We've got a picture with him, of him. And so this is the guy, and He was like one of the, not with the good kids, with the bad kids area part. So, but before I left Albania, I really wanted to see my generation to speak in tongues, because that's what it helps. So we spoke with the guy about praying in tongues and everything, and he really received the praying in tongues. But the funny thing is that his family is Muslim. So now when he would come to church, the parents would be like, where are you going? And he would be like, there is an English course. People are doing English for free, so I'm going to the church. Because Carl and Alicia cannot speak Albanian, so they're like, they're teaching me English. And the parents were like, okay, if it's for free, you can go. It's fine. And then one night, he went home very late after life group, and he just started to pray in tongues. And his sister heard him, and his sister went to her mom and is like, we don't know what's wrong with my brother. He's talking something that I don't understand. It's not Italian, it's not English, I don't know what he's talking, what he's saying. And then their parents saw his life, that his life was really transformed. Like, from last year to see the guy today, you are like, it's not the same one, he's another one. So because of his life being transformed, his mom and his sister are now a part of Grace Life. just because of his life being transformed, what God did in his life, now they are part of Grace Life as well. And now we make it as a joke. We're like, all of us, we're going to the English course, not in church, to the English course. And I think this is like what we want. The same way that his family came to church, we want the same same way the other families to just come to come to the message of grace. Because we don't want to Muslim people to go to religion and then to come to grace and everything. We just want them to just come and just experience God's grace, God's love, and what he has for them. And something else that I really want to share is if we go to 2 Peter, chapter 9, 10 and 11. Okay, 1 Peter, chapter 2, and it's verse 9. It says, but we are a chosen generation. And what really we believe, I'm just going to read the chosen generation part. And we really believe that Albania is a chosen generation. And we really, really, really believe that God has a big plan for the people back home. And this is our vision. We want to really see Albanian people to stand up for their own country. And yes, we need help because we are still in the beginning part and we really need help from outside to just grow the church and everything. But we really, our vision is one day, in a few years, we want to see these Albanian people that we are discipling back home to see them preaching the word of God to their people. And this is actually what we want to do. And something that it's familiar to South Africa and Albania is that people are leaving the country. And I think that's one of the saddest parts. And I think you guys can really understand with that. So we're having like all of my friends, they're leaving Albania. And they'll be like, there is no hope. There is no work. There is nothing. So they just leave. And Albania is one of the poorest country in Europe. And it's a third world country. So it sometimes is difficult. So we're losing all our people, all the good people we're losing. But I came to South Africa not to stay here. I came to get equipped and to go back home and to change that. And I don't want to see my people leaving the country because of money or because of finance problem. I want my people to stand there for the word of God, the same way you guys are staying here. Because I think even you'll have the opportunity to go to America, Australia, or to go to Europe, but you're staying here because the word is here and your work is here. So it's the same with me. I'm going to go back because my work, my calling is there. And I want to see my chosen generation to stand up for God. Amen? And that's our plans. And I think something else that happens in Albania is when people die. I think all of you has lost somebody that you loved. All of us. So I think what happened there, it's you can see somebody that died and you go they went to hell. And you're like, okay, what now? And I really like, okay, how can I put it in English? Like, you guys can lose people, but they're still going to heaven. Maybe they're not used to the word of grace, but they're still going to heaven. Our people are going to hell. Like, last year, I lost my best friend. And just like to know where people are going, there it's, we don't want that. We really believe in our people. We really believe what God is doing there. And we want to change that thing. We don't want to see our people going to hell. And I really want you guys to move from that comfort zone that you think, okay, South Africa now is going to heaven. It's fine. We don't know. We don't mind. Even if people don't know the message of grace, they're still going to heaven. I just want you guys to move and to see what's going on back there. That people, there it's really real. Everything is real there. People are going to hell. And we don't want that. And so for me, coming to South Africa, it was a big step. Like from here, it was a really big step. I don't know if you guys know, I'm just 19. And so for me, coming here and standing in front of you guys to talk for my country, I'm very proud of Albania. Like, I speak English now that I want to speak English, that I have to speak English, not that I want to, but I'm very proud of my country. And so for me coming to South Africa, it was a big step to take forward. And I didn't have the money to support my Bible school, to do my trip and everything. But God was like, I want you to go there because I want you to start the difference. And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to trust you and I'll see what you're going to do. So I stepped out, and then I didn't know how does the partner thing work at all. I was sending people letters, and I was like, how is this thing going to work now? But God was just like, just be still, trust me, and I'll do the next work. So I just, and then something, and people were giving money to what I was doing, and I was like, okay, why are these people giving the money? And God really explained to me and was like, the people are not giving the money to you. They're giving my money to the kingdom. These people actually are partnering with you for what you're doing for the kingdom. So, and then I realized, I was like, that's true actually, because the money that the people were giving to me, I was giving the money away, because that's how it works. You give it to me, I give it for the kingdom. And I really understood that the money that I give for church, the time that I give for church, actually I'm not giving that to the people, but I'm giving to God, because I'm partnering with God to impact the eternity. Amen? And I like just to know that what you're doing, what you're giving, is going to impact people's life for eternity, for the rest of their lives. And what I like to Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, remember God by giving. Remember God by giving. You can pray and everything, but when you give, you're really trusting God. You're like, God, you've been so faithful to me. Now I'm going to give to see that life to be transformed. And that's what I really understood, because I didn't understand before. I didn't understand before. I just understood that when people really started to partner with me, and I understood, I was like, this is real. It's scary, but it's real. This is how it works on the kingdom side. Because, I mean, to preach the gospel, we need the money, right? We need your time. We need your love. We need the translation work, like from Afrikaans to English, Albanian to English, everything. And to start Grace Life back home, people gave. I'm sure, most of you guys gave to start Grace Life in Albania. And I want to show you a picture how we started Grace Life and how it's Grace Life in 2 years now. So this is the people, the crazy people from Albania. And there's another one. This is like, this is what we call it, the first chosen generation that we want these people to start with the message. There's another one. This is our people again. And another one. So there was our first service. That's how we started Grace Life. It was 5 chairs, 7 people. So 2 of the people had to sit on the floor. It was fun. And that's how we really started. So when we started, we didn't have the sound, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, that one. So we struggled. So when Carl and Alicia would speak, the voice would be like, whoa, 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 on the room. So we were like, okay, we need to do something. So people gave, and we started to put the wood so the sound would be much better. And then that's how it looks now. We started to do the map because we really believe Albania is not just for Europe. And we really believe that Albania is not, Grace Life is not just for Europe. And Grace Life is not just for South Africa. But we want the message that we have all around the world. All around the world. And that map that we've done in there, it's to show people that Grace Life, the message of grace, is going to go all around the world. From here and everywhere. And that's how we started, and it was really a blessing to start Grace Life and to be part of the seed that God really created, and the seed that people were really, really putting the water into it, and the seed that started to really grow and still will grow and grow and grow, and the fruit that it's going to be, it's going to give it to the other people, and other people will eat from our fruits. And I think that's the most blessing part, if that's a word in English. And I mean, when God speaks about giving, he doesn't really think about giving financially, because he doesn't want you to feel like pressure to give. He really is like, if you want to give your time, like if you just spend one hour a week with someone that you really disciple, that God really values that. And then just imagine the impact that you do into that person's life. And that's what we've been also doing back home. Like, we're giving our relationship with people, we're giving our love, our time. That the time is very important, but we want to give some of our time to God for these people. Amen? And that's what actually we're doing. And, okay. So some of the ways that we've been doing to draw people into Grace Life, we've been doing English classes for people, which we finished in May, and we've been doing great live groups. And I think the fun thing for live group is that we can have it in English and Albanian. So we can have two. So people can receive it in English and people can receive it in Albanian as well. So people can also train themselves into the English language. Because in Albania, people don't really speak English. Because to learn another language, you have to really pay a lot. So my parents, for example, they can't speak English because they couldn't afford it when they were young. So even lots of my people, my age, they can't really afford it because it's very expensive to pay for another language. And I didn't learn English at school or English course. I learned it just by church, just listening to missionaries, people, and that's how I just picked the language. And now I can speak English. And so we've been doing live groups, we've been doing English courses, and they are busy doing, because I'm here now, they've been doing the leadership. Yes, we've been doing all. Have you guys seen the summer camp video? Oh, I cried in the video. And so we've been busy doing this stuff, and we are now busy doing the leadership training. It's for the first time in Albania, and we really want to see who is really faithful and to really start something different in Albania. And we also want to start with the youth and with the kids, but with that we really need help. So we're just looking forward, and what God wants, we just will start it. One of the major things that I wanted to really exposed to you guys is to say thank you. Like, to say a big thank you for being part of what Grace Life started and for what Grace Life is doing now. I mean, just to be part of these people's to see their life transformed is amazing. Because, like, it was what you guys gave, that the message of grace was preached there, that my life got transformed. Because if it wasn't because of you to give, my life would have been the same. I would have been one of the young people to leave Albania. Because I remember when I was young, my dream was just to leave Albania, to make money, and to say I'm not Albanian. And actually to think, it breaks my heart. And I don't want the next generation to think that way. I want the next generation to finish high school and to see what God wants them to do with to finish school, to their plans, and then to see where God wants them to lead them, and then to just start and change our country. Because I don't want other people to say, like, Albania is bad, Albania is like this, is like that. I want people to say, we see that Albania is God's chosen generation. And we just really want to say thank you to you guys for what you guys have been doing, for giving your time, for giving your support financially, support by everything. And I mean, when we say that you guys can be part, we don't really want to say you guys need to give. Also, just if you phone Carl and Alicia for their hard work that they're doing there, because I mean, just to imagine how hard it is to be there, and it's just the both of them, and now it's just me that it's really helping them, like, to be in another culture. You don't know the language. You don't know the people. People can come and be fake to you just to come and steal something from you. It's really difficult. It's not that easy. And these two people, they've been very strong to be there for 2 years now. And with lots of challenges, they've been staying there. They always say, like, God called us here to make a difference. And they left their country to go there alone, and they're really making a big difference in Albania. And they're such a great example for me and everybody else. And really, like, just to phone them, just to say, like, to encourage them to keep us in our prayer. And yeah, I mean, financial way, it's almost, it's the best. You can do it, but it's your way. But just like, just we want to really say thanks to you guys. And the other thing that I want to leave you with is Matthew, the other verse is Matthew 28, 19 and 20. It says, make disciples in all nations. And what I said earlier, people there are really going to hell. And there is real. So we want you guys to be, to know what's going on in there and to stand up and to make disciples for other nations, not just South Africa, but even other nations. Amen?
Ons wil graag van jou hoor. Indien jy graag met iemand wil praat of saam met iemand wil bid, kontak ons gerus by 021-880-168 of e-pos ons by info@gracelifeministries.co.za. Indien jy materiaal bestel of meer oor ons wil uitvind, besoek gerus ons webwerf by www.gracelifeministries.co.za.